The first reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God gives and loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all that you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The word of the Lord. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Blessed is the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He will never be moved. The just one shall be in everlasting remembrance. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. An evil report he shall not fear. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steadfast. He shall not fear till he looks down upon his foes. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also my servant will be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the Feast of St. Lawrence, and in Rome, he's everywhere. I mean, everywhere. It's one of the major basilicas, is the St. Lawrence. And St. Lawrence, of course, was a deacon. And when, you know, they had just killed the Pope a couple days earlier, and they told him, "You go and bring us all the treasures of the church." And so Lawrence got, and he got all the poor, and he brought them before the emperor, and he goes, "Where's the treasures?" "This is our treasure, the poor." And then they had him killed, and like his humor. And so, but even while he was being killed, he was being burned on the grill, huh? And the story goes that as he was laying, he goes, "Okay, I'm done on one side. You can turn me over to the other." But here was Lawrence, who knew the value of giving up his life and knew the importance of the poor. And so too must we give up our lives every day. The gospel's pretty clear, huh? Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a grain. But if it dies, it produces fruit. And whoever loses his life, who loves his life, will lose it. So constantly the call is every day to give up our lives for others, to do it joyfully. And when we do that, we bear fruit that feeds them and gives them life, and we also gain eternal life. So it takes the value of the world and turns it up on its head. The purpose of life isn't to get what we want, but it's to give everything. Let's live the purpose of life according to Christ. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us